Welcome to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we decode the numbers that matter. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jordan. Today we're diving into Salesforce's first quarter fiscal 2027 results. And wow, this was quite the show.
Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Absolutely. Now, Alex, Salesforce really came out swinging this quarter. They beat expectations across the board and seem to be riding this massive AI wave. What were the headline numbers that caught your attention?
The numbers were impressive, Jordan. Revenue hit $11.13 billion, up 13% year-over-year, which beat their guidance. But what really stood out was their profitability story. Non-GAAP operating margin expanded 250 basis points to 34.8%. That's significant margin expansion for a company of this size.
And let's talk about what's driving this growth, their Agentforce AI platform. Marc Benioff was really excited about this, claiming they processed 28.6 trillion tokens in the quarter, up 152% quarter-over-quarter. That's an astronomical number.
It really is. And they're converting those tokens into what they call agentic work units, essentially AI doing actual work for customers. They hit 3.8 billion work units, up 111% quarter-over-quarter. But here's what's fascinating. Agentforce ARR has now surpassed $1 billion. And when you combine it with their data products, they're talking about $3.4 billion in AI and data ARR.
The customer testimonials were pretty compelling too. That PenFed Credit Union CEO, James Gank, was essentially giving Salesforce a live endorsement on their earnings call. He talked about deploying 76 AI agents across their operations and saving $1.6 million annually just from their call center AI alone.
Right, and it wasn't just cost savings. He mentioned they're handling 500 transactions per second with the same headcount because the AI is making their employees more productive. What he called bionic employees. That's the kind of real-world ROI that investors want to hear about.
Now, let's talk about this headless 360 strategy they announced. This was new terminology for Salesforce, and it seems to be generating a lot of buzz. What's your take on this?
This is potentially huge, Jordan. Essentially, they're making all of Salesforce accessible through APIs, command line interfaces, and what they call MCP, which allows other AI agents and coding tools to interact directly with Salesforce data. They processed 4.5 million MCP calls since launching in April.
And Marc Benioff called this the biggest growth opportunity that any of us will see in our lifetime. That's a pretty bold statement, but I can see the logic. Instead of customers having to log into Salesforce applications, they can access that data and functionality from anywhere, including ChatGPT, Claude, or their own custom agents.
Exactly. And Miguel Milano, their Chief Revenue Officer, gave some great examples. Anthropic, one of the leading AI companies, increased their Salesforce usage fivefold because they can now access it headlessly through other tools. It's making Salesforce more valuable, not less.
Speaking of growth, let's talk about Slack. This was quietly one of the most impressive parts of the call. Slack drove nearly half of their million-dollar-plus deals this quarter, up 80% year-over-year.
And the usage metrics are staggering. Slack agentic work units grew 350% quarter-over-quarter. Benioff made a prediction that in 2 years, there will be more AI agents using Slack than humans. They're positioning Slack as the operating system for the AI-powered enterprise.
That acquisition is really paying off. They bought Slack for about $28 billion, and it was doing less than $1 billion in revenue. Now Benioff is hinting it could become a $10 billion cloud alongside their sales, service, and data clouds.
Let's talk about the guidance and what investors should watch going forward. They raised full-year revenue guidance to $45.9 billion-$46.2 billion and are maintaining their 34.3% non-GAAP operating margin target. But more importantly, they're confident about organic revenue re-acceleration in the second half.
That re-acceleration story is key. They're seeing what they call net new AOV growth outpacing AOV growth. Essentially, they're expanding within existing customers faster than they're losing revenue from churn. Robin Washington, their CFO, was very confident about this trend continuing.
And they're putting their money where their mouth is with a massive $25 billion accelerated share repurchase, the largest in their history. That reduced their share count by 11% in just one quarter and shows they believe in their cash generation ability.
Now, it wasn't all perfect. They called out continued weakness in Marketing Cloud, Commerce Cloud, and some new softness in Tableau bookings. But these seem to be getting overshadowed by the AI momentum.
True, and their big deal motion is really working. They closed 98 deals over $1 million in new ACV this quarter. The top 10 deals alone added $800 million in total contract value. That's 2.5 times what their top 10 deals generated last year.
What I found interesting was how they're monetizing AI in three ways: upgrading existing seats to AI-enabled versions, finding new pockets of users who can now afford Salesforce because of the AI ROI, and selling consumption credits for customer-facing AI use cases.
And that consumption model is working. Their top 10 customers by AI usage increased their total Salesforce spending by 1.5 times over the past year. That's the flywheel effect in action.
Looking ahead, I think the big question for investors is sustainability. Can they maintain this AI momentum, and will the headless strategy cannibalize their traditional business or expand it?
Based on what we heard, it seems like it's expanding it. Customers aren't using headless to replace Salesforce. They're using it to get more value from their existing Salesforce investments. And with companies like OpenAI and Anthropic as customers, they're positioned well in the AI ecosystem.
The margin story is also compelling. They're doubling engineering productivity with AI coding tools while keeping headcount flat. That's how you get 250 basis points of margin expansion in a single quarter.
Bottom line, Salesforce seems to be successfully transforming from a traditional SaaS company to what they call the number one agentic CRM. The financial results support the narrative, and customer adoption appears genuine based on those usage metrics.
Everything discussed is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence.
Thanks for joining us on Beta Finch. We'll be back with more AI-powered earnings analysis soon. Until then, keep those portfolios diversified and those research skills sharp.
See you next time.
That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.